This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Fiqh class. Today, inshallah, we will continue with the transactions. And we mentioned a few of them yesterday. Today, we're continuing with another thing, which is related to the buyer and the seller as well, which is the deposits. Wada'a, what we call in Arabic, wadi'a. Deposits, plural of deposit, wadi'a. What do we mean by a deposit? Or what's the, what, how it happens? An article of property is saved with someone, is deposited with someone who is trustworthy. If you have something valuable, do you deposit this thing with someone who is not trustworthy? Why? Because you may not get it anymore, right? Nowadays, people deposit all their valuables where? In the bank. Why? The bank is supposed to be trustworthy. You cannot, the bank cannot steal the money or deny that it was there. So that's what we will talk about, deposits. It is forbidden for someone, Amna, you are with us, or to accept a deposit if he cannot protect it. Now, someone came to you and he told you, I have $10,000 that I want to keep with you for 6 months. And you know, you cannot take this money with you. You are traveling or you are leaving. So you have to leave it. And you don't know who will be there. And it is a great risk. Do you tell him, yes, keep it? Why? Why not? What's the evidence that for someone who is unable to keep this article of property, this money, he cannot accept it? Why? Yes. I'm embarrassed not to say no. Why it is not, it is forbidden? Because you know, you are causing this person to lose his money for nothing. Allah says, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمَّالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ. You are destroying your brother's property for nothing. So it is forbidden. You are causing him to lose his money. You cannot do that. What if someone entrusted you with $10,000? He knows that you have a safe inside the house. And your house is also well protected. You have alarm system. So you saved his money in that safe. But 1 week later, someone broke in and they were able to break that safe to take the money. And the man came 6 months later asking for his $10,000. Who pays him? Who pays him, Khalil? Yes? You have to pay him, the one who saved the money. I gave you 10,000. Now you are telling me I have nothing for you. I came with 10,000. I'm leaving with nothing. The insurance. We're not talking about insurance. You did not insure that money. You gave it to him. Who's liable? Nobody. So the money is lost? Yes. Why? Because he did his best, right? What do you ask him? What do you expect from him more? He cannot do more than that. He has alarm system. He has a safe. And he protected it as usual, but it was lost. You know, if we say that he's liable, no one will accept a deposit from anyone. And everyone will try to put his money with someone else, because that's a guarantee that your money will be there. Even if it was lost, he has to get you another money. So again, what is justice? If he did his best, then he's not liable. What if he did not protect it as it is supposed to be? You told him these are $10,000. So he opened the door of his house and he put it next to the window. And he did not even lock the door. He's liable. I did not steal it. He did not take it. Someone came and took it. There is a thief. Exactly. He was supposed to protect it. That's what I expect from him, and he did not do it. In this case, who's liable? The one who was entrusted. How you will be able to know? Well, it depends. There is no fine line, but it depends on the situation. It depends on the time. When do we know? They give the example usually as if it was your own property. Do you keep your money next to the window? Or, in another case, someone came to you with iPod. He knows that you have lots of iPods, you know how to store them. So he gave you his iPod, very expensive. The last one, because he was traveling for 20 days and he wanted it back after 20 days. He came after 20 days and you told him, you know what, I had 6 iPods, but no one is stolen except yours. Except yours. How? It was taken, only yours. Now, this could be possible, but they say in that case also he should be liable. Why only yours was taken, not any of his? So that's suspicion. That's, he should be liable. What if someone gave you $5,000 as amana, deposit, and when he came to take it back, you said you gave me only $4,000. Whose word? The one who deposited and the one who received. They disputed. It could happen, right? You say, I gave you 5,000. And the man said, that's what you gave me, 4,000. Whose word is? They went and they swore. Everybody said, he said 5,000 and that said 4,000. Person who gave. You, I gave you 10,000. Where are they? Give it to me. Give me 10,000. I gave you 10,000. Exactly. Exactly. Whose word it is? The word of the entrusted person. Otherwise, he's not trustworthy, right? Because he's trustworthy. But again, if you have an evidence, if you give him the money and you say, please just sign me this paper that I gave you, then you have an evidence that this is the money you give. If not, then it's his word. Otherwise, I will come. Please give me. I gave you money. Give it to me back. Is this clear? Okay. What about the opposite now? The borrowed items. Now you did not deposit anything, you took something. You came and you saw, mashallah, that's really nice car you're driving. Can I borrow it for one day, please? I want to go and show off with this car. So he gave it to you. You are waiting for him at the evening, 10 hours later, and he came, but he told you the car had an accident. What do you do? Hello. What do you do? You're gonna break his neck? So he never.
If there's anything wrong with the car, that he just bucks with
it. Well, again, you know him. He's a wise man. He drives safely. He just liked to drive your car. And it was not his fault. Someone jumped from the other side and he crashed your car. Yes. He's responsible. He did not do anything wrong. That's the risk of driving. Well, he did not speed over limit. The one who took the car. The borrower. Who says that? Alia? The one who gives the car? Well, that means, please give me anything you have. I will wreck it and then I'll bring it back. But he did not do anything wrong. It is in his possession. I don't care. I gave it to you sound, perfect, you bring it the same way. You agree? Yes, that's the correct opinion. That's what happens. You came to me and you asked for my car, which means that you are responsible for anything happens to it. Even if you did not do anything wrong. Even if this car was left with me and there may be something wrong will happen, I don't care. You took the car, and by taking the car, you are implying that you are responsible for anything happens to it, whether it was your fault or it was not your fault. Now, what items can we borrow? Can I borrow food? Can I borrow from you a sandwich? I cannot. What items can borrow? The item then can be benefited from. Now, can I benefit from the food or not? I can. But it has to be to last. It has to last after using it. It has to remain after using it, after benefiting from it. Now, the car, I used it. Does it vanish, disappear, or it's still the same? It is there. Pen, can I borrow your pen? I can. I write and I give it back. So these are the items that could be borrowed. There are two conditions. So if the borrowed item was destroyed, then the borrower is liable and he has to pay its value or give back the similar of it. After the accident, the value of the car became 4,000. Before the accident, it was 10,000. He has to give you 6,000 or he has to fix the car for you. Even though he did nothing wrong, he was driving carefully, he was driving as he's supposed to, and it was the other man's fault, it is still his responsibility. The same car was destroyed or something wrong happened to it by just using it. Like what? Like you gave him the key. He turned on the car and there was a noise and it did not turn on. The engine never came on. Or, I told you, I like this phone. I want to borrow it. So you gave it to me. I dialed the numbers. Once I dialed the numbers, the phone is not working. Now with you, it was working. Is there a difference between this scenario and the previous one? In the car accident? Yes? Totally. Why?
The first one you made use of the item.
Okay.
Or you were in the process of using it. This one you were not able to make use of that.
You were not able to make use. No, I made use. Let's say I called. I called and I talked and it was okay and then I closed it. I gave it to you. Now you opened it. You dialed the numbers. It's not working anymore. You said, what did you do? I said, nothing. I did nothing. I just called. Yes. So? It's a natural malfunction. But the same thing there. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was driving. It doesn't fulfill the first condition? Yeah, it fulfills. Can I benefit from the phone or not? I can. Well, scholars say if the item was destroyed by only the usage of it for what it was made for, like the phone, why it is made? To call, right? By only calling, something wrong happened, then you are not liable. Why? Because when I lend you this item, I am giving you the permission to use it for dialing. So by dialing, it was destroyed, then you are not responsible because you already gave the permission. The same thing with the car. Let's say the car, now it's not destroyed by an accident. You just turn it on, you put on the D, and it's not working. You don't come in the evening and say, it was not working, that's what happened. I took the car, but it did not working. You don't say, I don't care. I gave you the car working, now it's not working, it's not my fault. No, there is a difference here, in this case and the accident. Because you used the borrowed item in what you are given permission to do. Now, the previous scenario, I did not tell you, even if there is an accident, it's okay, I'm covered. That's totally different. You see the difference? Okay. So this is in regards to the borrowed items. The next thing is usurpation, or what we call ghasb. What is ghasb? What is ghasb? Taking others' properties or other articles of properties unlawfully. Unlawfully. Isn't that stealing? Isn't stealing taking other properties unlawfully? It is. So what's the difference between ghasb and stealing? Yes. You're talking about the ghasb? Ghasb usually by using the force. Yeah, openly. Openly, overpower. But when you steal, do you tell the people, I'm going to steal? Even if you do that in the morning, you conceal or you do something to hide yourself. But the ghasb happens when you take something openly. You use the power. Is this permissible? I like that phone. I'll take it. You know, I can, because I can do it. You cannot stop me. Why not? You see a weak person with lots of money, child, and you take the money. Because you can. You are using your power. Allah gave you this power. Yes. What do you mean? Is this your money? Can you take your money unlawfully? Yeah, that's another issue. It's not considered ghasb. Because again, you said it's your money, right? This is others. It's clear. It is a major sin, actually. It is a major sin to do that. Allah says, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ. At least the thief, He's trying to conceal himself. He knows that he's doing something wrong. But this man, he is doing it openly. He doesn't care. Go. You go to the judge, you go to wherever you are. If you are a man, you could do something. You cannot. I took it. That is ghasb. If you know that this item was taken forcefully from another person and it doesn't belong to the seller, can you buy it from him? Why? I don't care. I'm not the one who stole it, or I'm not the one who... So it is haram. Why? Why?
Because you are encouraging him to do it again. Yes, I'll buy it from you. That's encouraging him to go out with someone else.
Well, if you know it's not his, then you cannot purchase it. Because we said the buying means exchanging, yeah, exchanging others' properties. It's not his, it's someone else's property. Can you sell something you don't own? Again, you cannot. So that's why you cannot purchase something that was not owned by the seller. Someone stole a car. He drove it for 10 months. And after 10 months, that car lost $3,000 of its value. Because it's 10 months, right? Then this man, he listened to one khutbah, he feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something changed, and he said, I will return this car. It's not mine. He wanted to repent. So he brought back the car. We tell him, thank you, jazakallah khair, and he leaves. What about the depreciation? The $3,000. But even if it was with me, it will lose $3,000 of the value. Yes. Oh, that's good. That's a good answer. Yeah, you could not enjoy these 10 months. What if it was the opposite? You took the property of someone else, a house, and the prices jumped, increased by 25%. You took the house that is worth $80,000, and now it is almost $100,000.
Because of your improvements on it, or just the market value?
Fine. Now we have two cases. One case, I did not do anything. I just used the house, and now it is $20,000 more. So I repented. I said, you know what, I have to return it. Listen, I took the house, but it was $80,000. Now it is $20,000. I am pleased. I will settle for $10,000. Give me $10,000. And because if you sold it, you are getting extra $10,000. And he did nothing. But the price jumped higher. It became the price increased. What do you think? So he would have 20 either ways. But I am still able to keep the house. But I want to give it back. What do you think? Yes. There might be some difference. Why? You don't give the gain because you took only the house, so you give back only what you took. Okay, but if there is loss, you give back the loss. Let me ask you this: someone stole 10 sheep. He fed them and he cared for them and he got out of them 15. So now he has 15 sheep. And he said, he went back, he said, you know what, I'm afraid Allah will punish me, so I took from you 10, take 10, I will take 5. Why?
It wasn't yours in the first place.
The same thing here. It wasn't his, the gain. Yes, Fatima. Khalil, what's the difference between that one and this one? What's the difference? What do you think, ladies? Maybe not. He doesn't know. He doesn't know how to care for them. I am an expert. Yeah. What do you say? He pays the loss and he pays the gain. What a quick change. That's the correct opinion. The Prophet ﷺ says, لَيْسَ لِعَرْقِ ظَالِمٍ حَقٍ. You don't take anything. If you lost, you pay the loss. If you gained, you return the gain. You don't take anything. Because you are in the first place, you are a transgressor. You transgress the limits. So you don't take anything, whether it was gain or loss. Otherwise, you know what would people do? They would take the money, they would make some of it, and they will return the money. I'm sorry, I. You don't take anything. You are liable for the loss, and you give back any profit that was made. So this is ghasb. Now, we're moving to another thing, which is rent. Lease. What's the definition of rent? Or first, remind me, what's the definition of sale? Sale. Trade. Selling. Of a just value. Where did you get this inappropriate addition to the definition? Just value? I want 10 times more than its market value. Is this just or unjust?
It's okay if there's each other.
So why you mentioned then this? But at least you mentioned something. I'm pretty sure people forgot now. What's the definition of selling? Yes. Yeah. But what is it? What's the definition again? The exchange? Article of property with another article of property. So what's the rent then? If that's sale, what's the rent? Yes. Borrowing with payment involved? No. Yes. Because when you borrow something, do you have to pay? But he said you borrow and you pay. Sometimes you don't borrow anything. Yes. The exchange of the use of a commodity with value. Or with money. What if I did not exchange the use? I did not use it, anything. Yes? For time? Well, the exchange of services or benefits of an article with money. مبادلة منافع بمال. However, what Rimza said is could be also accepted. The use. It is accepted. Can you rent something? Why renting is allowed? Very good. If we say renting is not allowed, we would be all. we cannot be here. See how Islam is, subhanAllah. That's the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because again, you want something and people won't give it for free. So you purchase it. You cannot purchase it. You don't have enough money. You rent it. What items can you rent? Can you rent a cup of coffee? Why? Can you rent a sandwich? What do you rent? Again, the same thing. You rent things that can be benefited from and last after the usage. Yeah, you can rent the cup, but not the coffee. Now, if I agree with you on 6 months, that's the term of the rent. But I died 4 months, and there are 2 more months. Can you come and take back the property? The payment was made in advance for 6 months. You come and you say, here are the 2 months' payment, and I want my property back. It depends on the relatives. They don't want to give it back. They are using it. No? Why? Yes, so this aqd, obligatory. We say it is obligatory. Once you agree, unless you both agree on this term, the same thing with buying and selling. Now, if I bought something from you and I gave you the money, can you come later on and say, I changed my mind. I want my product back and this is your money. Can you do that? If I don't agree, can you do it? No, I have to agree. The same thing with the rent. Now, you rent me something. I asked for this laptop. I like it. So I asked you to rent it to me for $200 for 1 week. And you agreed. I paid you $200. I took the laptop. Now, when I took the laptop, what was the agreement? I am using it. It is the benefits that I'm looking for it. Someone came and saw that laptop and said, can you rent it? Can I rent it from you for $300? Can I rent it to him? No. Why? It's not my property. Yeah. 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 But that's rent. Yeah. So I cannot unless I tell the owner. What if he gave it only to you, not to others? Well, I'm sorry to tell you, you're wrong. You give it to me, I now can use it the way I want. That's the meaning of the rent. You gave it to me because I am a trustworthy. You mentioned this. You say you don't rent it to anyone else. Now, there is a condition. If there is no condition like that, I'm free. I can rent it. When do I pay the rent? In advance or after I use the property? In advance. I pay for what? I did not use it yet. What you are charging me for? Future. Why future? When once I use it, I pay the money. When do you pay the rent?
In advance.
So it is up to the owner. The owner went to the judge, and the The tenant also went there and they disputed. The owner said, we agreed on the rent at the beginning of the month. And the tenant said, no, we agreed at the end of the month. What does the judge do? The default, when do you pay the rent? At the beginning, you did not use it yet. Well, by default, it is at the beginning. At the beginning. Unless you both agree on another term. Okay, gifts. تَهَادَ وَتَحَابُ. When was the last time you gave your wife a gift? MashaAllah, that's good. That's why she's keeping you angry. So she gets gifts. What's the definition of gift? Don't look.
The giving of an act of trust with no expectation of return.
That's the definition of gift. Giving an article of property without anything in return. You don't expect money for that. Or that thing you gave. Or in Arabic it's more accurate because they say تَمْلِيكُ عَيْنٍ بِلَا عِوَضٍ. Because here I did not find a better word. Now, don't you really expect something in return? From Allah, but from your wife. Why you give her a gift? You want her to listen to you. What's the difference between the gift and the bribe? Do you really not expect anything back? How? Why you give a gift then? That's not anything?
But it's not
Yeah, that's my point. It's not a commodity. It's not like money. So it should be mentioned, but I did not find a good way to mention it. I'm trying to find a better definition. But even in Arabic, they said bila muqabil, but the more accurate bila iwad, without value in return. Because of course, you give your wife a gift, and you keep reminding her for an entire week, come on, didn't you remember what I gave you? Because you are expecting something. It's not gift anymore. So that's the gift. We'll stop here, inshallah.